Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
Yeah, I hope you can hear me. We thank the Lord, and in a snowy day, we can still gather together online in His very presence.
感谢主，虽然下雪，可是我们还能聚在他同在中间。
And we really sense that the time is really just flying by.
我们实在是感觉说这时间实在是飞快的过去。
And we have come to the last Sunday of year 2021.
我们已经来到了2021年的最后一个礼拜天。
And we know that all signs tell us that the Lord's return is very, very near.
我们知道所有的这些记号，这些标志都告诉我们说主回来的日子已经非常非常近了。
And now, and we are 1 year closer to that glorious day.
现在我们已经离主回来的荣耀的日子又近了一年。
And may the Lord grant us some urgency so that we may redeem our time and get ourselves prepared and ready in our daily walk with the Lord.
愿主赐给我们一种紧迫的感觉，让我们能够初回光阴，让我们能够在日常的生活中间与主同行的日子里面能够预备好等候主的回来。
And today I would like to continue to fellowship with the brothers and sisters regarding the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
今天我要继续和弟兄姊妹来交通关于圣灵在我们日常生活中间的工作。
And we know that Romans chapter 8 shows us a very comprehensive picture of the working of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道罗马书第八章给我们描述了一幅很完全的图画，是关于圣灵在我们圣灵的工作这方面的。
And some Bible students say it is a glorious chapter, and some others say that actually if the Bible were a ring, and Romans chapter 8 is the jewel on that ring.
有一些研究圣经的这些学生们，他们说，第八章是一个荣耀的一章。有一些圣经学者说，这个如果整本圣经像一个戒指的话，那么第八章，罗马书第八章就是那戒指上的那个宝石。
And in that chapter, Paul talks about as a Christian, we are now in a spiritual realm, and we can live a true spiritual life by the Holy Spirit.
在这一章经文里面，保罗弟兄告诉我们说，作为一个基督徒，我们现在已经在一个属天的境界里面，并且我们能够活出一个属灵的生活来，当然是靠着圣灵能活出属灵的生活来。
And that actually is a Christian walk.Our God desires.
这就是神所要的，我们基督徒的我们的生活。
And regarding the working of the Spirit, there are 10 aspects.
关于圣灵的工作有十个点。
And Brother Lee Ma and I already touched upon the working of the Spirit in 5 of them.
玛丽弟兄和我在过去的主日里面，我们已经分享到其中的五个点。
And we talk about the Spirit of setting free.
我们讲到圣灵是释放的灵。
And the spirit of a resurrection.
我们讲到圣灵是复活的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is the indwelling spirit.
我们讲到圣灵是内住的灵。
And he is the spirit of Christ.
圣灵也是基督的灵。
And he is also the spirit who could put to death the deeds of the body.
圣灵也是致使我们肉体恶行的那个灵。
And today I would like to share on another two aspects.
今天我要和弟兄姊妹来分享另外两个点。
And it is the Holy Spirit is a spirit of leading.
第一个点是讲到圣灵是引导的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is also the spirit of a confirmation.
圣灵也是把我们磨成神儿子形象的那个灵。
And so I would like to share on these two points one by one.
下面我就和弟兄姊妹们来详细的交通这两个点。
And first we would like to look at the spirit of leading.
第一个点我们要来交通关于圣灵是引导的灵。
The Holy Spirit leads us in our life and also in our service.
圣灵在我们的生活中间，在我们的服事里面来带领我们。
And brothers and sisters, if you could please turn to Romans chapter 8.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你有圣经的话，请你翻到罗马书八章十四节。
Romans chapter 8, we're going to read verse 14.
对，罗马书第八章我们会读十四节。
And I'm going to first read in English, and my brother going to read in Chinese.
我会先读英文，我的弟兄会翻译成中文。
And Romans 8:14, for all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
罗马书八章十四节，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
And here it says that being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. So the Holy Spirit is Spirit of leading.
这里说，凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。这里圣灵是引导的灵。
And what is the purpose of His leading, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们，圣灵的引导的目的在哪里呢？
And the Apostle John and actually tells us in John 16:13 that the Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
使徒约翰告诉我们，在约翰福音16章13节这里告诉我们说，圣灵就是真理的灵。
And he is the Spirit of reality.
他也是属灵实际的灵。
And he will guide us into the reality of all truth.
他要带领我们进到一切的真理里面去。
And so, brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit leads us into the reality of all truth.
弟兄姊妹们，圣灵是把我们带到一切真理的实际里面去。
And brothers and sisters, we may have a lot of spiritual knowledge.
弟兄姊妹们，也许我们会有很多属灵的知识。
But only the Holy Spirit and Him alone can lead us to touch reality.
但是只有圣灵能够带领我们进到这个属灵的实际里面。
And so what are the areas that the Holy Spirit is leading us?
那圣灵在哪些方面来带领我们呢?
And in 1 John chapter 2 verse 27, the Apostle Paul, John says that.
在约翰一书二章二十七节，我们的使徒约翰这么说。
And as for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。
In what areas the Holy Spirit is leading us?
圣灵在哪些方面来带领我们呢?
Brothers and sisters, the Apostle John says that in all things.
弟兄姊妹们，使徒约翰告诉我们说，在凡事上。
That is all inclusive.Everything in our life and also in our service.
这个凡事是包括所有的事情，包括我们生活中的一切事情，包括我们服事上的一切的事情。
And also, brothers and sisters, what are the ways that the Holy Spirit and is leading us?
弟兄姊妹们，圣灵带领我们是通过哪些方法呢？
And we can see that the Holy Spirit leads us by speaking in us with a still small voice.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道圣灵用那微小的、安静的声音来带领我们。
And as recorded in 1 Kings chapter 19,
在列王记上十九章
and that the prophet Elijah fled from Jezebel and he came to Horeb, the mountain of God.
但这里讲到是先知以利亚在逃避耶洗别的时候跑到这个神的山这里来。
And when the Lord spoke to him, he was not in a great strong wind or in an earthquake.
在神的山，何烈山上，当神跟他说话的时候，神不是在这个大风里面说跟他说话。
And he was not even in a fire.
神也不在火中跟他说话。
So our God did not speak in an outward drastic way like a storm.
我们的神并不是通过外面好像是很剧烈的方式来跟人说话。
Yeah, like a storm or wind or fire.
就像那个暴风雨，就像那个大风，就像那个火那样子跟人说话。
But as it is recorded, the Lord spoke to the prophet Elijah with a still small voice.
在圣经里告诉我们说，我们的主跟以利亚说话的时候，是用那个微小的声音跟以利亚说话。
And oftentimes that is the way the Holy Spirit speaks in us.
很多时候，这就是圣灵跟我们说话的方式。
And then he speaks to us, he speaks in us, and to lead us forward, to direct us.
他在我们里面说话，他带领我们往前面去。
And he also speaks in us, sometimes it's a no.
很多时候他在我们里面说不。
And so, the Holy Spirit speaks in a still small voice, because he came down to us as a gentle dove.
圣灵在我们里面用微小的声音跟我们说话，因为他降临在我们身上，就像一个温柔的小鸽子一样。
And The Holy Spirit speaks us in a still small voice. That's a one way, he leads us.
对，圣灵跟我们说话，用微小的声音，这是他一种方式。
And at this, there's another way that the Holy Spirit would prompt us and burden our hearts to show His will and to guide our steps.
圣灵还有另外一种方式跟我们说话，就是把一个负担放在我们的里面，或者在我们里面来提醒我们。
Yeah, He will compel us to follow His leading.
他在我们里面来催促我们来跟随他的带领。
And as it is recorded in Mark chapter 1, verse 12.
这是在马可福音一章十二节这里说。
And after our Lord Jesus was baptized, He was impelled by the Holy Spirit to the wilderness to face the temptation of the enemy.
当我们的主耶稣基督受浸完之后，圣灵就把耶稣吹到旷野里面去，接受魔鬼的试炼。
So the Holy Spirit also leads us by prompting or burdening our spirits.
所以圣灵带领我们的方式，就是在我们里面来提醒我们，把负担放在我们里面，让我们来跟随他。
So at least these are the two ways that the Holy Spirit will lead us.
至少这是两个方式，圣灵来带领我们的方式。
And also in the verse we just read, Romans 8 verse 14.
我们刚读的这段经文是罗马书八章十四节这里说。
And he said that, for all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
So, when we are being led by the Spirit, it shows that we are sons of God.
当我们能够被神的灵来带领的时候，就证明我们是神的儿子。
And you know, in the Bible, there are two words to describe the son of our child and talk about our relationship with the Father, our God.
在圣经里面有两个词，一个词是来讲儿子，一个词是来讲孩童，通过这两个词来描述我们跟神之间的关系。
Yes, and there's a term, is a term as a son. And there's another word that is a word for a child.
对，有两个词，一个词讲到儿子，一个词讲到孩童。
And here in Romans chapter 8 verse 14, it is the term that is used is a son. In the original language, I think it's pronounced as a huios.
在罗马书八章十四节里面讲到这个儿子，就是讲到这个儿子。
And in the original language, it refers to a mature son, resembling the character of the father.
在这个希腊原文里面，这个字的意思就是讲到说一个成熟的儿子，成年的儿子，具有这个父亲的性格。
And the mature son also relates to sonship, the right to the father's inheritance.
这个成熟的儿子的话呢，也跟这个就是儿子的名分有关系，是讲到这个儿子有这个权利能够来继承父亲的财产。
And there's the other word, the child, and is in the original language is pronounced as a techna.
在另外一个词讲到是孩童，是这个希腊原文是讲到 techna。
Yeah, the word is used for an infant or a small child. It shows its dependence, but also indicate its immaturity.
这个词呢，常常用来指婴孩，或者指年幼的孩童，是指这个孩童是需要依靠父亲，并也讲到他是不成熟的。
And so Romans 8 verse 14, when Paul says that those who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. And here he talks aboutThe mature sons.
在罗马书八章十节这里面讲到说，凡被神的灵所引导的都是神的儿子，这里面的儿子是讲到成熟的儿子。
So, brothers and sisters, when we can be led by the Spirit, it is a sign that, concerning our maturity in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们能够被神的灵引导的时候，就这是一个记号，这就证明说我们就是一个成熟的孩子的记号。
But it doesn't mean that the Lord is waiting for us to become mature so that He will lead us.
但是并不是说主在那里等候我们，一直等到我们成熟了，他才可以来带领我们。
And as a matter of fact, He has been leading us ever since we were saved.
但实际上的话呢，自从我们得救之后，他的灵，圣灵就在我们里面来带领我们了。
And brothers and sisters, when we are young and we are just like young children,who would like to go on their own ways.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们很年幼的时候，当我们属灵生命很年幼的时候，我们就像一个孩童一样，想要走自己的路。
And so as parents, I think we all know that when our kids were young, And it's, it will be, sometimes it will be difficult to guide them and to lead them.
弟兄姊妹们，作为这个父母亲，应该都有这种经验。当我们的孩子很小的时候，我们要带领我们孩子走路是很困难的一件事情。
And so when we take a walk with them, a lot of times they will get distracted by many things around them.
比如说，当我们带着孩子去走路的时候，走着走着，他们就会被周围的事情所干扰、打岔。
And the parents are indeed leading, but the children are not following.
我们做父母亲的确实要拉着我们的孩子往前走。
Yes, we are leading, but the children are not following.
父母亲在前面带领，可是孩子可能却没有跟上来。
Yes, and in recent year, I even noticed that some of the young parents and put their kids on a leash.
在最近的一些年里面，我观察到一个现象，就是有一些年轻的父母亲，他们会用一个带子来拴着他们年幼的孩童。
Yeah, of course, the leash is not on their necks, but the leash is either on their back or on their waist.
当然，那个带子不是系在这个脖子上，那个带子是系在胸口上，或者是在腰上面。
And with that leash, and the parents could lead the kids along with them.
有了这个带子的话呢，父母亲带孩子走路就比较方便了。
But when the kids are grow older, and they would learn to follow the parents without a leash.
当这些孩子们慢慢长大之后，他们就学习了，不需要靠着带子，他们也能够跟着父母亲走路。
So brothers and sisters, being led by the Spirit, it is a sign of maturity, but it is also a learning and a growing process.
弟兄姊妹们，能够被神的灵引导，就是一个记号，证明我们是成熟的孩子。同时的话呢，这个也是一个成长的一个过程。
And if in our daily life, in our service, if we can learn to follow the Spirit or to be led by Him, and we can grow from a child and to a son.
在我们日常生活中间，在我们的服事里面，如果我们能够学习被圣灵引导的话呢，我们就能够从一个孩童成长为一个成年的儿子。
So the Holy Spirit is so willing to lead us.
圣灵是非常乐意来带领我们的。
And when he leads, he means that we already touched upon that as a children following the parents, we need to follow.
但圣灵来带领我们的时候，就像孩童要跟随父母亲走路的时候，我们需要来跟随。
But how do we learn to follow?
但是我们怎么样来学习来跟随呢？
And there are a few points I would like to fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
我要和弟兄姊妹来交通几个点。
And the first is a consecration.
第一个点讲到是奉献，讲到分别为圣。
And we already mentioned that in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, and the Apostle John says that the anointing teaches about all things.
我们刚才已经读了约翰一书二章二十七节，这里面使徒约翰告诉我们说，圣主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。
The anointing is the work of the Spirit.
这个恩膏就是我们主的灵。
And so, but there's a purpose for the anointing.
这个恩膏是有目的的。
And we know that in the Old Testament time, there's only three kinds of people who could be anointed.
我们知道旧约的时代只有三种人是可以被膏的。
And one is a kings, and another is a priests, and also the prophets.
只有君王、祭司和先知可以被膏。
And only these three kinds of people will be anointed.
只有这三类的人是可以有资格被膏的。
And the purpose of being anointed is to consecrate. Is consecrate enough to do the will and the work of God.
这个被膏的这个目的就是奉献给神，就是分别为圣出来归给神来做神，来行神的旨意。
Yeah, they were set apart.
他们是被分别出来归给神的。
And it is a transfer of a lordship. And so let the Lord be Lord over their lives and their service.
这是一个主权的转移，把主权交给主，让主成为我们生活、生命和服事的一个主。
So brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is the work of the Holy Spirit is anointing, and we have been anointed. And so we need to be set apart.We need to be consecrated to the Lord and to Him alone.
弟兄姊妹们，圣灵的工作就是膏抹我们，就是把我们分别为圣出来，归给我们的主自己。
So, for the leading of the Holy Spirit to be effective in our lives, we need to be consecrated.
为了使这个圣灵在我们身上这个带领能够有功效的话呢，我们需要分别为圣来归给我们的主。
And this is actually the first and the most important things in our following the Lord.
在关于跟随主的这件事情上面，第一件也是最重要的一件事情，就是关于奉献。
Only when we are willing to be consecrated can we be led.
只有当我们能够愿意奉献给主的时候，我们才可以被主来带领。
Otherwise, when the Lord says, go this way.
不然的话，当主说走这条路。
And but we still insist on going another way.
但我们自己还坚持说我们走另外一条路。
So it is not following the leading of the Spirit, rather we are playing a tug of war game with him.
如果是这种光景的话呢，我们就没有来跟随主的带领，我们就跟主好像拔河一样。
Yeah, so an elderly brother once said that, our consecration is the very starting point for our spiritual walk.
有位年长的弟兄这么说，说奉献是我们属灵生活的开始。
So brothers and sisters, have we given the lordship over our lives to the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们，我们已经把我们的生命的主权交给我们的主了吗？
Or we still want to be in control of our own lives and to go on our own ways.
还是我们还是把我们自己的生命抓在我们自己的手中，我们要走自己的路。
And to follow the leading of the Spirit, there's the second point I would like to share with brothers and sisters is to deal with our flesh.
关于跟随圣灵带领的话呢，第二个点我要跟弟兄们分享的就是要来对付我们的肉体。
And the flesh actually is the greatest hindrance for us to follow the leading of the Spirit.
在跟随主的这些事情上面的话呢，肉体是最大的拦阻。
And Paul says in Galatians chapter 5 verse 17.
保罗在加拉太书五章十七节这里说。
And he says, for the flesh sets its desire against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another.
五章十七节这里说，因为圣灵，因为情欲与圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌的。
Yes, and here Paul says that the desire of the flesh are in opposition to those of the Holy Spirit.
这里保罗弟兄告诉我们说，这个情欲就是肉体的这个欲望是和圣灵是为敌的。
The flesh is in constant conflict with the Holy Spirit.
我们的肉体是一直和圣灵相争的。
So our flesh is the greatest hindrance for us to follow the Holy Spirit.
我们的肉体就是那个最大的拦阻，使我们不能够来跟随圣灵。
So our flesh need to be dealt with.
所以我们的肉体需要被对付的。
But to deal with the Holy Spirit is not by our own effort.
但是呢，我们怎么样来对付我们的肉体呢？不是靠我们自己的力量。
And it is actually also by the Holy Spirit, as Paul says in Romans 8 verse 13.
就像保罗弟兄在罗马书八章十三节这里说，对付肉体也是靠圣灵的能力。
It is by the Holy Spirit.That we may put to death the deeds of the body.
是靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行。
And as I mentioned in my last fellowship with the brothers and sisters, only if we are willing, and as long as we are willing, we have this desire, and to deal with the spirit, to deal with the flesh, to work with the Holy Spirit.
就像上一次我跟弟兄们姊妹交通的，就是我们必须愿意，也只有当我们愿意的时候，圣灵才能够在我们身上来对付我们的肉体。
Yes, if we're willing to deal with the flesh and to work with the Holy Spirit, then we can experience the death of the deeds of the body.
只有当我们愿意的时候，当我们与圣灵配合的时候，那我们就能够经历到圣灵在我们身上致使身体恶行的这种经历。
And the third point in terms of following the leading of the Spirit is to spend time with Him in His Word and also in prayer.
第三点讲到，就是我们需要在他的时间，在他的话语里面花时间与主同在。我们在祷告上面来花时间在主面前来亲近。
And for our younger brothers and sisters, sometimes we may not be sure whether we have heard what we have heard is from the Lord.
对我们那些年轻的弟兄姊妹来说的话，有一些时候我们不是很清楚，说我们听到的是不是从主来的。
And one remedy to that issue is to spend time with the Lord in His Word and prayer.
一个办法就是说，我们需要花时间跟主在一起，在他的话语上面，在祷告上面跟我们的主在一起。
And the more we know the Lord, and it will become easier the easier it will become for us to hear his voice.
当我们越多的花时间与主在一起的时候，越多的花时间来亲近主的时候，我们就越来越容易能听见主的声音。
And it is recorded in John chapter 21.
这是在约翰福音21章里面。
And after the Lord's death and the resurrection, Peter and the other disciples went fishing again.
当我们的主受死复活之后，彼得和其他的一些门徒去又去钓鱼去了。
And when the resurrected Lord appeared at the shore and spoke to them,
当我们的主在岸边向他们显现，并且跟他们说话的时候，
as others were not sure about who that person was,
其他人都不知道说说话的这个人是谁。
And John could recognize it's the Lord.
但是约翰就能够认出来这是主。
And so he said to Peter, "It's the Lord."
他跟彼得说这是主。
And John was the one.And who were in the bosom of the Lord at the Last Supper.
约翰就是在最后的晚餐里面那个躺在主怀里的那一位。
And he was so close to the Lord that so when the Lord spoke, and he could recognize him, and he could say, this is the Lord.
约翰是跟主这么的亲近，以至于当主说话的时候，约翰就可以说，这是主的声音。
So brothers and sisters, we need to spend time with the Lord to know him and to hear his voice.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要花时间来亲近我们的主，来听他的声音。
As we spend time reading his word, actually the word could also help us, confirm the prompting in us is from him.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们花时间来读主的话的时候，主的话也能够帮助我们来验证说我们里面的感动是不是从主来的。
And because both the spirit and the word are from God.
因为圣灵和圣经都是从主来的。
And they are in perfect agreement with each other.
他们之间是合一的。
Brothers and sisters, especially for our young brothers and sisters, may the Lord draw us.
弟兄姊妹们，特别是年轻的弟兄姊妹们，愿主自己来吸引我们。
And may we spend more time with him in his word and prayer.
愿我们实在在主的话语上面能够下功夫，愿我们在祷告上面能够多来亲近我们的主。
So that we may come to know him better.
这样的话，我们就能够更多的、更好的认识我们的主。
And it will be easier to hear his voice.
在这种关系里面，我们就比较容易听见主的声音。
And the fourth point is to, we need to learn to listen to him and obey him in small things.
第四点就是我们需要学习来听他，并且能够在小事情上面来顺服他。
Yeah, we need to learn to follow him in small things in our lives.
我们需要在我们生活中的小事情上面学习来跟随我们的主。
And oftentimes when we encounter some crises in life,We kind of are compelled to come to the Lord to seek His leading.
很多时候，当我们的人生遇到大的危机的时候，我们就被迫来到主的面前来寻求他的带领。
But actually, as a matter of fact, the details in life and service are the training opportunities for us to hear His voice.
但实际上的话呢，在我们日常生活中的小事，还有我们服事中的小事情，就是那个训练场，让我们来训练我们来听主的声音。
Just in these small things, we will learn to follow His leading.
就借着这些小的事情，我们能够学习来跟随主的带领。
I think it's just like when we're in school, for the class we take, sometimes we will take some small tests, what they call the quizzes.
就像我们在学校里面的时候，我们在学习的过程中间，老师经常会给我们一个小的测验。
And these quizzes actually prepared us.For a bigger exam like midterms.
这些小的测验就是帮助我们能够预备好，然后来面对应对那些大的考试。
And eventually get us ready for the finals.
那就像期中考试和期末考试。
Yeah, eventually prepared us for the finals, the biggest one for that quarter.
最终的目的就是为了让我们在这个期末的考试里面有个好的成绩。
Yeah, so brothers and sisters, let's not,Look lightly on small things in life, but they are opportunities.
弟兄姊妹们，不要小看生活中的小事情，他们都是主赐给我们的机会。
And I remember many years ago when I was still in school.
我记得很多年前，当我还在学校里面的时候。
I met a gospel friend, and praise the Lord, he's now is a dear brother in the Lord.
我遇到了一个福音朋友，感谢主，这个福音朋友现在已经是我们主内的弟兄。
And when I tried to share the gospel with him, he was very courteous.
当我那个时候想要跟他传福音的时候，他非常的有礼貌。
And his response was, my older brother is a Christian, so I have heard a lot, about the gospel.
他对我的回应就是说，啊，他的大哥哥也是个基督徒，他已经从他的大哥哥里面听到了很多关于这福音的事情。
And he kind of implied that he is not interested in hearing more from me.
他好像在那里暗示说，他不希望从我这里听到更多福音的消息。
And so my mouth was shut right at that moment.
所以我一听到，马上就把嘴闭上了。
And later, both of us moved to Poland.
后来我们两个人都搬到了波特兰。
And he started to come to a church regularly, and we have a little bit more interactions.
他后来就是正常的来到我们聚会中间，我们之间有更多的互动。
Yeah, after a while, and his heart was open to the Lord, and I feel that he might be ready for baptism.
经过一段时间，我感觉他的心向主打开了，我感觉说他可能是已经预备好可以信主了。
And but whenever I talked to him about baptism, he was still very courteous, and he would always give me a smile, but no, yes or no answer.
我觉得他可能可以预备好受浸了，但是每一次当我跟他谈受浸这件事情的时候，他还是那么有礼貌的跟我说，嗯，那么礼貌给我一个微笑，但是呢，没有笑，也没有说是，也没有说不是。
So after a few times, I feel like I am a little bit pushy.
那这样试了几次以后，我觉得我自己是不是太着急了？好像有点推他要去受浸似的。
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit pushy. Yeah,
好像是有一点这个推出他。
Yeah, okay. But now it came another baptismal meeting.
然后那个时候呢，正好有另外一个受浸的机会。
And the Lord again put hand on my heart.
主又把它放在我的心上。
I remember a few days before the baptism, it was a Saturday.
我记得就在这个受浸机会之前的这几天，是一个礼拜六。
And the Holy Spirit said to me, call him.
圣灵对我说，给他打电话。
Yeah, I was a little bit unwilling and said to the Lord,I have mentioned to him so many times, but he has not been very responsive.
我里面有一点点好像是不愿意，我就跟主说，我已经跟他谈了好多回了，他好像没有回应。
Yeah, and I don't want to be too naggy.
我好像不希望好像给他留个印象是我很唠叨。
But the Lord still, the Holy Spirit said in me, call him.
但是主在我里面跟我说，给他打电话。
So with some reluctance, I call him.
虽然我有点犹豫，但是我还是给他打电话了。
So when the call went through, there was some kind of a loud and noise in the background.
当电话接通了以后，他那边有很大的杂音。
Yeah, in the background, there's some loud voices.
在他的这个那边好像有很多大的声音在他的背景里面。
Yeah, so I said, I asked him about,Where he was.
我就问他说你在哪里。
And he said, I'm actually at the coast and pondering whether I should be baptized this time.
他告诉我说他现在在海边，他正在思想说这一次他要不要受浸。
And I thank the Lord for the leading of the Spirit.
感谢主在我里面的带领。
And so that I could make the call and have some fellowship and friend, actually now a brother, and made his decision, and he was baptized in that baptismal meeting.
感谢主，借着圣灵来感动我，我打了这个电话和这位福音朋友，当时是福音朋友，后来是现在是弟兄，跟他打电话，跟他有交通，他后来决定受浸了。
Yeah, and brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is teaching us, is leading us in small things in our daily life.
弟兄姊妹们，圣灵就在我们生活中的小事情上面来教导我们，来带领我们。
Just in those small things, we need to listen and obey.
就是在这些小事情上面，我们需要听，我们需要顺服。
In doing so, not only could we come to know His voice, but we may grow from a child to a son, as already mentioned.
这么做，我们不光是能够学习听主的声音，并且我们能够经历从孩童长大成人，成为一个成熟的儿子。
And this is of vital importance for our spiritual growth.
这个对我们属灵的成长来说是非常重要的一件事情。
So Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 19.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章四节这里说。
And he says, do not quench the spirit.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
And here I would like to specially address to our younger brothers and sisters.
这里我要跟年轻的弟兄们来说一些话。
And in the breaking of prayer meeting and in our weekly prayer meetings,
在我们的薄饼聚会里面，在我们每一周的祷告聚会里面，
I wonder, brothers and sisters, have we been moved by the Spirit to open our mouth to pray out loud?
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有被圣灵带领来张开口来祷告呢？
And probably we have.
也许你有。
And sometimes the Spirit probably have moved us in such way it's like a fire burning in us.
有一些时候圣灵感动我们，感动那个程度好像我们里面有火在烧似的。
But so often we may have poured a bucket of cold water on that fire.
但是很多时候我们在 这团火上面浇了一盆水把它给灭掉了。
Yeah, we quench the Spirit.
我们消灭圣灵的感动。
Brothers and sisters, if we quench the Spirit, and that would cause us to miss out the blessings and the grace the Lord is to give us at that moment.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你消灭圣灵的感动，那么你就失去那个祝福和那个恩典，因为主要借着这样的感动和顺服来赐给我们的。
Yeah, for that particular moment, but also it will become a hindrance for our spiritual growth.
我们如果常常这么做的话呢，也成为那个拦阻，拦阻我们属灵的成长。
And may the Lord grant us grace so that none of us will quench the Spirit.
我们实在是盼望主给我们恩典，那我们中间没有任何一个人会消灭圣灵的感动。
In small things in life, in our meeting life.
在我们的生活中的小事情，在我们的聚会生活里面。
And we'll learn to listen and obey so that we all could have some breakthrough in our spiritual walk.
那我们学习听圣灵的声音，那我们呢学习顺服圣灵的带领，这样的话呢，我们每一个人的属灵生命都有能够有一个大的突破。
And now we'd like to come to another aspect that is that we would like to look at the spirit of a conformation.
现在我来分享的第二点，关于圣灵是把我们磨成神儿子形象的那个灵。
And the Holy Spirit is transforming and conforming us to the image of the Son of God.
圣灵是把我们改变，把我们磨成像我们主耶稣基督的形象。
And brothers and sisters, if you could please again, let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
弟兄姊妹们，可以翻到罗马书第八章。
And we're going to read verses 28 and 29.
我们要来读第28节和29节。
And I will read in English first, my brother in Chinese.
我来读英文的，我弟兄翻译成中文。
And the English version for this passage is from King James.
这是从那个 King James 这本译本里面出来的。
Yeah, okay. Romans 8, verse 28 and 29. And we know that all things work together for good, to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
罗马书八章二十八节到二十九节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
So brothers and sisters, when God created man, he had his son in view.
弟兄姊妹们，当神在造人的时候，他的眼中看的是他的儿子。
And his son, our Lord Jesus, is the original man, and he is the son of man. He is a perfect expression of the man in God's heart.
弟兄姊妹们，他的儿子就是我们的主耶稣基督，就是那个原人，就是那个原来的人。他的儿子也是人子，是那个，是我们在神的心中是那个完美人的那个表达。
And so here in Romans chapter 8 and the two verses which we just read, it says that God's salvation is not only to save us from death and hell, but to save us into his glorious purpose, to conform us to the image of his only son.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们刚才读的那个罗马书八章这个经文里面，讲到神要救我们，并不是把我们从地狱死亡里面救出来就完了，他要把我们来磨成他儿子的形象，把我们救到荣耀里面去。
Yes, and that is, yeah, that's to conform us to the image of His Son.
是要把我们磨成我们神的儿子，我们主耶稣基督的形象。
Yes, our Lord Jesus Christ is the model, the prototype.
我们的主就是那个模型。
And that we are conformed to.
我们每一个人都要照这个模型被磨成神儿子的形象。
And also the image of His Son, the image represents His nature and also His character.
这个神儿子的形象就是代表神儿子的天性和他的性格。
Yes, and the conformation is a process from the inside out.
这个磨成就是一个从里面到外面的一个过程。
So Paul here says that we are being transformed and conformed from the inside out to be like our Lord Jesus Christ in nature and also in character.
保罗弟兄说我们需要被改变，我们需要被磨成，是从里面到外面的，能够来在性格上面，能够在性情上面，能够像我们的主。
And brothers and sisters, this is also the good and that is mentioned in Romans chapter 8 verse 28. And all things work together for good. That is that good.
弟兄姊妹们，那里在罗马书八章二十八节这里说，万事都互相效力，叫爱之人得益处。那个益处就是这个目的。
Yes, and so that good is more than just some material blessings. Yes, our God loves us. He will provide for all our needs. But that good is concerning the conforming to the image of God's beloved Son.
弟兄姊妹们，那里的益处的话呢，不光只是指这个地上的物质的祝福。当然我们的神爱我们，他会给我们一切所需要的。但是那里的益处是讲到说，要把我们磨成神儿子的形象，那个才是真正的益处。
And so God has His purpose, and the Holy Spirit is executive, who is carrying out His work in us.
神有他荣耀的目的，圣灵就是那个执行者，把神的目的、神的工作在我们里面能够做成。
And some Bible students say that the Holy Spirit is the executive of the Trinity.
有一些圣经的学者告诉我们说，圣灵就是三位一神里面的那个执行的那一位。
Yeah, The Holy Spirit takes care of the transforming work in our lives.
圣灵就是来做成那个磨成的工作在我们的生命中。
And His work is according to God's purpose.
圣灵的工作是按照神为我们所定的旨意来做成的。
So, what's the way or by what means the Holy Spirit could do His work?
那么圣灵做他的工作是怎么做的呢？
And here in the verses we just read that it is by all things.
我们刚刚读的这段经文里面讲到说，在凡事上，凡事都互相效力。
And so the work of the Holy Spirit is not only in us, but also through all the things around us, He is doing His transforming work.
圣灵的工作不光只在我们里面，圣灵的工作也借着我们外部的环境来做成他的工作。
So some brother turns it as the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
有一些弟兄姊妹们这么说，是圣灵的管教。
So brothers and sisters, all things work together. It is all things.
弟兄姊妹们这里说，凡事互相效力，实际上凡事一切的事情。
And it refers to everything in our lives.
凡事是指我们生活中的一切的事情。
And some are big things, some are small things, some things are good.Something are bad, not so good.
有一些是大事，有一些是小事，有一些是好事，有一些是不怎么好的事情。
Yes, and so actually the passage shows us that's the reason why we have some person in our life who is always on our nerves.
就这些经文也告诉我们说，为什么在我们的生活中间会有一些人会经常的好像是成为我们的刺。
Yes, and he also explains that why we are in some certain circumstances.
这些经文也告诉我们说，为什么我们会被放在一些特殊的环境里面。
But none of these things is a coincidence.
但这些东西的话呢，都不是巧合。
And all these things happen according to God's purpose. That is for ultimate good.
这些东西，这些安排都是为了能够使神的旨意能够成就，是为了那个终极的好处。
Yes, we are probably all very familiar with Jacob's life as recorded in the book of Genesis.
我们对雅各的故事，我们可能都很熟悉。
So from birth, he has been a supplanter and very cunning, very calculating, always trying to grab something for himself.
我们看见说雅各一出生，他就是一个抓抓不断的抓的人，他里面在不断的这个有诡计，在那计算，总是要为自己多得一点事情。
But because of God's mercy for him, the Lord didn't let him go.
但是在神的怜悯里面，我们的主没有让他就这么过去。
And through the circumstances and the people he encountered,
借着主给他安排的环境，借着在环境里面他遇到的人。
And so the Lord dealt with him, and then the Lord transformed his life from Jacob, a supplanter, to Israel, the prince of God.
我们的主就对付他，把他从雅各，就是那个抓抓抓的人，变成以色列，以色列就是神的王子。
Brothers and sisters, that is not only a Jacob's story, it is also our experience as well.
弟兄姊妹们，这不光只是雅各的故事，这也是我们自己的经历。
The Holy Spirit arranges our circumstances,
圣灵安排我们的环境,
so that we could experience the transforming work in our life.
就是为了我们能够被磨成神儿子的形象。
Brothers and sisters, look at ourselves and look at our brothers and sisters. We actually all work in progress.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们看自己，看我们周围的弟兄姊妹的时候，我们都是那个半成品。
Sometimes when we're in this process, we could become confused and we could lose sight of the ultimate goal.
有一些时候，在这个过程里面的时候，我们会觉得困惑，我们好像没有看见那个终极的那个目标。
And for our younger brothers and sisters, I would like to use the analogy of a cake making.
为了年轻的弟兄姊妹们，我可能举一个例子，这个例子就是我们做蛋糕的这样的一个例子。
And they say, you are a cup of a fine flour.
比如说你是一杯的面粉。
And you are white and refined.
你是白色的，并且是精炼过的面粉。
And sitting in a bowl.
在一个碗里面。
And it seems a pretty quiet and peace.
好像看起来很平安，很和谐。
And then you hear some cracking sound.
然后呢，这时候你听见一个就是破裂的声音。
Yeah, out of blue, a few eggs are just a drop on you.
突然从天而降，几个鸡蛋掉下来。
Yeah, on you, drop on you.
掉在你身上。
Yeah, together with some butter and some other ingredients.
然后同时还有一些这个牛油，还有其他的一些成分。
And now you feel pretty messy and sticky and greasy at the same time.
然后你就觉得有点黏糊糊的，油腻腻的，好像很不舒服的样子。
And now then you get mixed with all these ingredients. Quiet and the peace is long gone.
然后你就觉得你被搅拌，跟这些不同的成分搅拌在一起了。And
there's a lot of this. Yeah, sorry.
然后你好像是那个原来有的平安安静就消失了。And
it is a lot of disturbances that you don't even know what is going on.
就感觉是突然来了很多的干扰搅扰，你都不知道说到底发生什么事情。
And worse yet, you will put into an oven to go through intense heat.
更糟糕的是，你就会被放在这个烤箱里面，然后呢，经过高温。
And when all is done, and out of the heaven, it came a sweet, delicious, beautiful cake.
但这些过程都过去,
of course, everything works well.
但这些过程都过去之后，哎，出来的是那个香甜、可味、美好的这个蛋糕。当然了，我们假设说这个蛋糕做成了。Yeah.
So, but God's work in us is much, much more than just a beautiful, delicious cake.
神在我们里面所做的是比那个漂亮的、可口的蛋糕还要伟大、荣耀的多。
And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, Paul says, we are his workmanship.
在这个以弗所书2章10节，保罗的弟兄告诉我们说，我们是神手中的杰作。
And the word workmanship, and it is a It has the same root as the English word of poem, so it means a beautiful.
我们是神手中的工作，这个工作的话呢，在希腊原文里面是一个很美丽的那工作的意思。Yes,
and he also means that something that is made, and it might refer back in that time a piece of a beautiful fabric.
嗯，他在那个时代里面还有个另外的意思，就是这是一个精美的。 纺织品.
Yeah, so it might be a beautiful fabric, and that is a beautiful piece of work.
这是一个很精美的纺织品，也是一个精美的杰作。
So that is the Lord is doing in our life. He's doing and he's trying to work out a beautiful work in us.
这就是神在我们里面所要做的工作，他要在我们里面做出来一个精美的杰作。
And the Holy Spirit is weaving a beautiful piece of a fabric. It's a detailed weaving, thread by thread.
圣灵就在我们里面做编织的工作，好像是一根线一根线在那里面做细细的编织的工作。
And the Holy Spirit is using every detail in our life to weave the image of Christ in you and also in me.
圣灵就使用我们生活中的每一个细节，把耶稣基督的美丽的形象编织在我们的里面。
So the Holy Spirit is working in us in every detail in life.
圣灵就在我们生活中的方方面面来做这样的工作。
But how do we to cooperate with Him to have His work done in us?
但在我们这一面，我们怎么样跟圣灵的工作来配合，使他的工作能够成就在我们里面呢？
And concerning that, I would like to share two points with brothers and sisters.
关于这一点，我来分享两个小点。
And the first is we need to recognize God's love and then love Him and submit to Him.
第一点的话呢，我们需要认识到神的爱，我们需要来爱他，来顺服他。
And in Romans chapter 8, verse 8, it says, all things work together for good to them that love God.
在罗马书八章二十八节这里面说，凡事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So loving God is a condition that ensures all things work together for good.
所以爱神的人是个条件，只有你爱神，那么凡事才能互相效力，使你得益处。
And we can love Him because we recognize and acknowledge God loved us first.
我们之所以能够爱他，是因为我们认识到他是爱，他先爱了我们。
And also in Hebrews chapter 12 verses 7 to 11, and it says, our God deal with us is like a father discipline his son.
在希伯来书12章7到11节这里说，我们的神来对付我们，就像一个父亲来管教他的孩子一样。
And we know discipline is different from punishment.
我们知道这个管教和惩罚是两个不同的意思的。
Yeah, punishment is for us to suffer the penalty of our wrongdoing.
惩罚的话呢，是为了让你来承受那个做错事情的这个结果。
But to discipline is to train to reach a goal.
管教的话呢，是为了训练你达到那个目的。
And it involves some corrections, and oftentimes these corrections might be uncomfortable and may also be very painful.
管教的话呢，是带着这个纠正的。那很多时候的话，这纠正也许会让你不舒服，甚至有一点疼痛。
Yeah, but our Father is love.
但是我们的父亲，我们的父亲是爱。
And He loves us, and through the Holy Spirit, He uses all things in our daily life to train us, to correct us, to discipline us.
他爱我们，他借着圣灵，在我们生活中间的每个细节里面，他来训练我们，纠正我们，来管教我们。
And we need to see His love, and in return, we need to love Him.
我们需要看见他的爱，并且在这个爱中，我们来爱他。
And so that all things would work together for good for us.
如果这样子的话呢，那么万事都可以互相效力，叫我们得益处。
And the author of the book of Hebrews also says that if we understand it is our loving Father's discipline.
在希伯来书里面告诉我们说，如果我们理解说是父亲来管教我们。
And we would be subject to him.
如果我们明白说这是因为爱我们的父亲来管教我们，我们就愿意来顺服他。
Being subject to him means that to submit, to place ourselves under, to yield ourselves to his corrections.
顺服他的意思就是说，我们把我们自己放在他的手中，放在他之下，来顺服他给我们的纠正。
I think there's a song in our hymn book and that expresses thought very wonderfully.
在我们的诗歌本里面有一首诗歌，把这个思想表达得非常清楚。
And it's a hymn 464, day by day.
是464首每一天。
And I read the first stanza. Trusting in our Father's wise bestowment, I have no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is a kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly is part of pain and pleasure.Mingling toil with a peace and rest.
诗歌464节第一首，我信靠我天父智慧计划，无理由在忧虑并挂念，他心仁慈远超一切度量，逐日赐我他手所量定，忧或喜都显明他的慈爱，劳苦中荣主甘甜。
Just like the hymn says, if we could truly recognize this, in all circumstances, brothers and sisters, our heart will be filled with a rest and peace instead of a worry or fear.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们能够就像这首诗歌 所写的一样，当我们能够意识到这是神的爱的时候，那么在一切的环境里面，我们的心就能充满喜乐，充满甘甜。
And the second point is that we need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
第二点讲到就是我们需要在主的手中，我们需要谦卑。
And in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6, Peter says, therefore humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you at the proper time.
在彼得前书五章第六节这里说，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到的时候他必叫你们升高，你们要将一切的忧虑谢给神，因为他顾念你们。
And brothers and sisters, if we are humble, we would deem ourselves as nothing.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们真的谦卑的时候，我们会看自己为无有。
And we will become teachable.
我们就成为那个可以受教的。
And oftentimes in an unpleasant circumstance, our natural reaction will be why or why me.
很多时候在那些不愉快的环境里面的时候，我们自然的反应就会问一个问题，说为什么，或者说为什么是我。
But if we truly humble ourselves before the Lord and become teachable,
当我们如果真正在主面前谦卑的时候，成为那个可受教的时候，
our questions are probably will change from whys to whats.
我们的问题就不再问为什么，我们会问说是什么。
Probably we're going to ask the Lord, Oh Lord, what are the lessons that you are teaching me?
我们就会问主说，主，你要在这个环境里面你教我什么的功课。
And, Oh Lord, what do you want me to learn from this?
或者我们问说，主，你要我在这个环境里面学到什么。
Brothers and sisters, we are still in the pandemic.
弟兄姊妹们，我们现在还在疫情期间。
That the circumstances we are all in, the process we are all going through.
这就是那个大的环境，这就是那个过程我们正在经历的。
But for each one of us, what lesson might be different.
弟兄姊妹们，对于每个人来讲说，我们要学的功课也许不一样。
And yet we all pray that we could all humble ourselves before the Lord.
我们是在祷告说，我们每个人在主面前都可以谦卑自己。
And we can become teachable.
我们都成为那个可受教的人。
Even in the current circumstance, we can ask the Lord what lessons we can learn from this.
就是在当前的环境里面，我们每个人都来问主说，我们应该学到什么样的功课。
And also, if we are humble, we could patiently wait for His time.
如果我们谦卑的话呢，我们就能够忍耐等候他的时间的到来。
And Peter says, "Our God may exalt you or us at the proper time."
这里彼得告诉我们说，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, he also says that God has made everything beautiful in His time.
在传道书三章十一节这里说，神造万物各按其时成为美好。
Our God has His purpose and also His timetable.
我们的神有他荣耀的旨意，并且有他的时间表。
The Holy Spirit is now working according to God's purpose in our life and also according to God's time.
圣灵现在就照着神的荣耀的旨意和神的时间表在我们生命中来做工。
So Peter exhorts us, not only do we need to humble ourselves before the Lord, and we also need to wait for His time.
彼得弟兄劝勉我们说，我们不单是要在神面前来谦卑，并且我们要等候他的时间。
The Holy Spirit is working out His wonderful purpose of God in us and also according to His wonderful time.
圣灵现在就在我们的里面，按照神荣耀的旨意来做工，并且能够按照神的时间表来做。
And what an encouragement to all of us, and also what an assurance.
实在是何等一个鼓励，也是一个何等的一个确据。
And brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of leading, and He is also the spirit of conformation.
弟兄姊妹们，圣灵是那个引导的灵，圣灵也是把我们磨成神儿子形象的那个灵。
And pray that we can all learn to be led in our daily life and also in our service and by the Holy Spirit.
我们是在祷告说，我们在我们每天的生活中间，还有我们的服事里面，我们要学习被圣灵来引导。
And we also pray that we can recognize the conforming work of the Spirit in us.
我们也祷告说，我们能够认识到圣灵在我们里面所做的那个磨成的工作。
So that we will be willing to submit ourselves to the mighty hand of God.
这样的话，每个人都愿意服在我们神大能的手下。
And the Lord's return is very, very near.
主的再来是非常非常紧迫了。
And pray that we could all learn to live a spiritual life and to enter into the fullness of the blessings our God has prepared for us.
我们祷告，我们每个人都来学习说，我们能够活在这属灵的生活里面，那我们能够进到神为我们所预备的那个全备丰满的祝福里面。
And in this way, we can also be ready and prepared for our Lord's return.
这样的话呢，我们就能够预备好，能够等候主的回来。
And let's have a word of prayer.
我们再一点祷告。
Our Lord, we want to thank you and praise you.
我们的主，我们来感谢赞美你。
For such a great salvation.
我们谢谢你赐给我们这样美好的救恩。
And for giving us the Holy Spirit.
我们谢谢你把圣灵赐给我们。
And who is in us, who is working in us, who is leading us, who is also transforming us into the image of God's beloved Son.
圣灵在我们里面，圣灵在我们里面来做工，圣灵也把我们改变，让我们能够像神的儿子。
And Lord, we pray that what we have heard and regarding the work of the Spirit,
我们来祷告，当我们所听到的这些关于圣灵的工作的真理
，will not be just another message, but rather will create a desire in us to truly to enter into the reality.
不光只是我们听到了另一篇的信息，你实在在我们里面来放下一个爱慕，让我们的渴慕能够进到这个实际里面去。
So that we can truly live a blessed life before you.
那我们能够在你的面前真正的活出一个蒙福的生活来。
And we can also be prepared and ready for that glorious day.
让我们能够预备好等候迎接那个荣耀的大日的来到。
Lord, even though we are meeting online, but we do want to thank you for your presence and being with us.
主，虽然我们是在线上聚集，但是我们为了你赐给我们的同在，我们的感谢你。
And continue work in us in your church.
主，你继续在我们里面和在教会中间做成你的工作。
In Jesus' most precious name, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, brothers and sisters, before we conclude our meeting, we have a few announcements.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们结束之前，我们有一些的报告。
And Currently, we still have, we only have a Sunday meetings are held both in person and online. And today is a kind of exception because of the snow condition.
我们目前只有主日的聚会，我们是同时有线下的聚会和线上的聚会。当然今天是一个特别，因为今天天气的原因，我们都改了线上。
Yeah, all other weekday meetings are still held online only.
其他周间的聚会还是在线上。
And brothers and sisters, please check the church website for details.
弟兄姊妹们可以上教会的网站来看这些具体的信息。
And next Sunday, that is the first Sunday of a year 2022.
下一个主日是2020年的第一个主日。
And we still have a breaking of bread meeting at 10 a.m.
我们10点钟还是有擘饼的聚会。
And the message meeting is the same starting at 10:50 a.m.
我们信息聚会还是一样，10点50开始。
And we have three brothers share with us regarding some exhortation for this new year.
我们有三位弟兄和我们来交通，是关于我们新年的一些劝勉。
And it's Brother Ben Sun, Brother 世博 and Brother 七千物。
我们孙家龙弟兄、李世博弟兄和吴建辉弟兄和我们来交通。
And we have Brother 柯云 Brother Nelson Chu, and also Sister Audrey Shaw, and as interpreters.
我们有柯云弟兄、曲浩宇弟兄，还有我们的佩恩姊妹来翻译。
And yeah, brothers and sisters, please lift up our brothers and sisters' service in our prayers.
弟兄姊妹们，为我们弟兄姊妹们的服事来祷告。
And Brother Sun will be leading a conference in San Francisco from December 30th to 1st of January.
弟兄姊妹们，我们孙弟兄会在12月30号到1月1号这段时间来带领一个冬令会。
And please lift up our brother's service and his trip to the Bay Area in our prayers as well.
这个冬令会是在加州，在湾区，也为我们弟兄的服事祷告，也为我们弟兄有平安的这个旅途来祷告。
And we have a cross year prayer meetings to be held on this Friday and from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Saturday.
这个礼拜五的晚上我们有一个跨年的祷告会，是从礼拜五的晚上11点到礼拜六的凌晨1点钟。
And this meeting will be held online only.
这个跨年祷告会是线上的聚会。
And we ask our brothers and sisters, let's enter into this new year in prayer.
我们实在是邀请弟兄姊妹们，我们借着祷告进入新的一年。
And so please reserve your time to attend the meeting and to pray for the kingdom of our God.
请弟兄姊妹们预留时间来参加这个祷告的聚会，为神的家，为神的国度来祷告。
And brothers and sisters, you may check our church website for the logon information.
弟兄姊妹们可以上教会的网站，能够来找到这个登录到这个众媒体的这个信息。
Our dear brother, elderly brother Guo Ju Wu and rested in the Lord yesterday, and that is December 25th.
昨天12月25号，我们年长的乌国居弟兄安息主怀。
And our elderly brother Wu loved the Lord and loved the church all his life.
我们乌老弟兄一生爱主、爱教会、爱弟兄姊妹。
And he is truly a good example to all of us.
实在是为我们做了一个好的榜样。
So please pray for our brother's family that our Lord himself will provide comfort.
请为我们弟兄的家人来祷告，愿主亲自安慰他们。
And also fill them with his great love.
愿主的爱来充满他们。
And brothers and sisters, if you would like to have your offerings included in the calendar year 2021 for tax purposes.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你希望你的奉献能够列到这个2021年的报税记录。
And please make your offerings to SCA by December 31st.
请于12月31日之前把你的支票寄到教会。
And please also make sure that you will make your check payable toThe full name of the church, of our assembly, that is Seattle Christian Assembly, instead of SCA, the abbreviation.
并且这支票的抬头要写全称，就西雅图基督的教会，要全称，不要写缩写。
Because if you make your check payable to SCA, that is not acceptable to the bank.
如果你是用这个缩写 SCA 的话呢，银行是不接受这个支票的。
And the receipts of a 2021 offerings will be sent out early next year via email upon request.
这个关于今年的这个奉献证明的话呢，是要在明年年初寄出去，并且是如果你需要的话，你要需要跟弟兄们要，他才会寄给你。
Okay, I think that's all we have on the announcements for now.
这就是我们今天的报告。
And brothers and sisters, that will conclude our meeting today.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天的聚会停在这里。
And may the Lord be with all of us and keep us safe and under current circumstances, also the weather condition.
愿主与每一个弟兄姊妹、每一个家庭同在，在这样的天气情况里面，保守每一个人的平安。
Okay. Farewell, brothers and sisters.
好，主祝福大家平安。